Well, it's season 4 of Keswell 101, and that means we get a new jingle. Hope you liked it. You know the rules by now. It's simple. Contestants answer 9 questions from my little black book here, and then the 10th question. What would you put into Keswell 101? As ever, I'll do my best to find weaknesses in our contestants' answers and make myself feel better by some gentle mockery. So, kick back and relax, or just continue doing what you're doing, and let us fill your silence with wisdom and wit from our 10th contestant of the series, but first of season 4.
Question 1.
Who are you and what do you actually do?
Hello, Kes community. I'm Angela Valentino. I'm in the English department and I'm a fourth form tutor with Edward and Tudor. Scarily, at the end of this term, I will have been teaching for 40 years.
Question 2.
What are the best and worst bits of your job?
The best part of my job is simply the teaching. The literal standing up there in my classroom and looking at the faces of my pupils wanting to learn. Also, when I can see in a pupil's face that they really have learned something, even better if they have worked it out for themselves, then that is such a rewarding and joyful experience. Another great bit is when lessons go off at a tangent because a pupil says something, asks something, or suggests an idea which stimulates, inspires, or simply makes us laugh. My third best bit is being with other teachers. They understand when you just need to have a moan. They celebrate with you and are there for you. And it does mean that we get to laugh every single day of term. My worst bit, no question about it, is now. When I'm away from all those best bits in real life. I've always thought that I was a pretty self-sufficient person, okay at just surviving with my own company, but I was wrong. I am so missing being at school, because the best bits are, without doubt, the people.
Question 3.
Why did you volunteer to do this podcast?
I volunteered to do this podcast because it's given me time to reflect. Hopefully, to reassure someone out there who is also prone to feeling a little tearful and unsure at the moment, that it's okay, that these things will pass, and that we'll hopefully be better people for it. And because Gardner is a top man who continues to work so hard to maintain a sense of community through these podcasts.
I've heard this a lot about this Gardner chap. Sounds like an absolute legend. Hope I get to meet him sometime.
Question 4.
What's your favourite word and why?
You cannot ask an English teacher to choose just one word, which is their favourite.
I beg to differ, Mrs. Valentino. I asked Mr. Tobias in one of our previous series. He was straight in there with his favourite word. If I remember rightly, it was pudding.
So, here are a few of my favourites. Just for the pure sound of the word, I love serendipity. scrumptious, mellifluous, and cherish. And though I don't enjoy feeling discombobulated or flummoxed, the words themselves sound much more fun than plain old confused. On a similar note, I love the word jiggered, because my mermaid was used to say, "Oh, I'm jiggered," when she was really tired, and lollygagged when she was feeling guilty about being lazy. But, and I know this sounds rather cheesy, surely the best word in the English language is simply love.
Well, I love your answers there, Mrs. V. In particular, Mrs. Gardner and I share the same passion for the word scrumptious. Before Mrs. Gardner and I met and got together, I saw her perform on the West End stage as leading lady, and I wrote to her afterwards. I was blown away by her performance, and I described her performance as scrumptious, because it really was. And, well, a few letters later, and possibly a little bit of stalking from me, we got together. Scrumptious.
Question 5.
What is your favourite place and why?
Again, I find it impossible to choose only one place, which is my favourite. But I do love lying in bed in the morning, listening to the dawn chorus. The soft duvet which curls like feathers round your body, looking at the blue sky and feeling the cool air sneaking in through the window. And my husband and I live a near deserted beach in East Sussex, with a pebbly beach where I can collect shells. Surely the sparkliest, most turquoise sea in England, and where we buy fresh oysters and cook huge fat prawns on a tiny barbecue to enjoy with Prosecco as the sun goes down. And my other favourite place is Whitby in North Yorkshire, where I grew up as a child. It's a town which has been trapped in a 1960s time warp.
Well, you have painted some amazing pictures with words there, Mrs. V. You're pretty good at that. You should maybe consider being an English teacher or something.
Question 6.
What's your go-to order at your favourite restaurant?
In a restaurant, if this food is on the menu, it's without question what I order. Seafood tagliatelle. Next question.
Question 7.
What do you wish you had known when you were 18 that you know now?
I don't often think back to when I was 18, and I don't dwell on things that have happened in the past. But there's just one thing, really, one bit of wisdom that might have helped me deal with things on so many occasions. It is this. Life will not turn out how you think it might, but just go with it, because everything happens for a reason. The greatest illusion is that life should be perfect.
Question 8.
What are you curious about right now?
I'm sure at the moment, one of the positive things is that maybe people are becoming more curious about the world around them. So take this how you will. It is a little bit satirical, I suppose. But my big question, which I'm curious about at the moment, is why are people buying designer face masks? I just don't get it. I don't understand.
Question 9.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
While I am a complete allurophile, that means cat lover, for those of you who don't know, and while I have recently adopted a pheasant in the field opposite our home, he's called Kevin, that's because he has a mate called Perry, he runs to me when I call his name and follows me to the house till I get him birdseed. I think I would probably, if I were an animal, be a deer. And this is because deer may seem calm, but they're quite highly strung, and when they're threatened, they can show quite skittish behaviour. Deer are also habitual people watchers. And now I'm starting to think about it, I might even be a reindeer. Because interestingly enough, reindeer are the only species of deer in which the female also has antlers.
Mrs. Valentino, now is the time for you to tell us what you would put into Keswa 101.
So, to the big question, what would I put into Kes Room 101 and why? Well, top of my list always would be cruelty to animals. I prefer animals to people, really, and I just do not get the mindset of anyone who would want to hurt any animal or stand by and do nothing when they see it. The other thing I would put into Room 101 is loneliness. And this one, Kes Community, we can do something about.
Thank you, Mrs. Valentino. Cruelty to animals and loneliness are firmly locked away in the Keswa 101 vault. And if this were actually to be a reality, it's clear the world would be an infinitely better place. So great choices. As ever, you've provided us with poetic wisdom, and I, for one, am completely inspired by your responses. So huge thank you. Listeners, we have one more episode of Season 4. That's due to be released on Friday morning, so do check back. It's set to be another brilliant episode. For now, enjoy the rest of your day and week. Take care. Bye-bye.